I am Mary May. I am a candidate running for the state representative for the 4th Legislative District. So that's out there covering Liberty Lake, Spokane Valley, all the way up to Mount Spokane, down to Mica. So if you're in there, I want to represent you. My background is I have worked as staff for cities, counties, and the state for over 25 years. My career has been involved with community improvement. I've been a city planner, I've worked in engineering departments, and I've worked most recently in policy development. What I have seen is that for us here in the 4th, we deserve representation that will be there for all of us. Right now there's one viewpoint being represented, and I want to be a voice for everyone.
So you've been one of those people who have spoken at city council meetings, but you're on the information providing for the elected officials. Why did you decide that you wanted to be one of those elected officials?
The part about government work that I find rewarding is listening to all sides of an issue, making sure that all stakeholders have their views, their needs heard. And I want to be part of the important work of listening to everyone and setting policy and hopefully finding solutions to issues that matter to people. As a staff member, it is great to listen and to gather all that information. I want to take it one step further and help make those decisions.
Are there particular issues within the 4th District that you think are most important that you want to work on?
I've been out knocking on doors, and I have identified for myself, even before I started talking with people, that healthcare and education, especially post-secondary education or post-high school, and infrastructure were huge community priorities. And as I've been out talking with people, those are reinforced. Healthcare is basic. We've all had either personal stories or stories of others that we know that struggle with either getting insurance, maintaining insurance. I know that the system needs some fixes. Not only do citizens have trouble accessing the healthcare that they need and the prescription drugs that they need for a reasonable cost, but the providers have to jump through extra hoops. And so I look forward to working on that issue. Post-secondary education and education in general. I know that the recent legislators did a great job with funding McCleary and getting that settled. However, I want to make sure that that funding continues and that we don't let our educators down. I want to make sure that the money that was identified goes to there's transparency and that the teachers are supported. For kids graduating high school, I want to make sure that they know that they have options. Going into debt to obtain a four-year degree and then not be able to pay those student loans back, that's a disservice we do to our youth. And so I want to make sure that they know there's options for apprenticeships or for trade schools. And finally, on infrastructure, I want to make sure that sitting in Olympia, we have people representing the 4th Legislative District that are willing to do the hard work of sitting down and making sure that the funds that are available are brought here, that the programs that are needed are funded and our infrastructure is built.
So do you think the current representatives are representative, so to speak, of the 4th District, or do you think it's not that way?
I think that the 4th District has a wide spectrum of people, and I think that we can do a better job of making sure that all of our views are expressed. And I look forward to being that person. I want to make sure that the people are listened to. Again, I hand out my phone number and tell them to call me. It rings right to my cell phone. And so, yes, I think that we can do better.
So it's been a long time since there's been somebody with a D after their name. I think Tim Hattenberg in probably the 90s was the last person.
Yes.
Is the 4th District ready, or because you've got that D behind you, do you automatically have the scarlet letter on your forehead?
I want to tell people to not look at that D as a negative. I think that the 4th District wants someone who's going to do the work that needs to be done, regardless of what letter is after their name. I will represent the people. I will work hard for the issues that matter to them. The issues that matter to us are not Republican or Democrat. They are everyday issues. And the important work of a legislator is to listen to those and to be willing to sit down and talk with people that have differing viewpoints and find solutions. I believe that we're stronger united and not divided. I don't believe in if things aren't going my way, just picking up and going home. You have to stay in the fight. I was raised, I'm the only daughter with three brothers. And so I know my voice comes off soft-spoken. I know that I have a long fuse. But I want to caution people to not take me lightly. I know how to stand up. I know how to stick to an important issue and get results.
So let's go back to the issues. Healthcare in particular, there are a lot of people who are pushing, especially D's, who are pushing for a single payer sort of healthcare system as one option. Would you go that far, or are you looking for something that's kind of an intermediate sort of option?
A single payer, ultimately, I think, would be a great fit for Washington. It can't happen overnight. And I think the work of that's ahead of me and my fellow legislators when I get there is to find the steps that will take us in that direction. The transitioning and the phasing will be critical, not only for the providers, but for our citizens.
You talked about infrastructure. Are there any particular projects or things that you are looking at for the 4th District in terms of infrastructure?
One of the things that is a difficulty for myself, and I know others in the Valley, is the railroad and the overpasses and the underpasses. That's a complicated issue because there's federal, there's local, there's state parties involved, as well as private industry. The difficult work comes with sitting down and working with all of those entities. It comes with making sure that plans are in place so that when funding becomes available, it is accessible. And it involves just sticking with it, and that's something that I want to see happen.
So you're talking about how many other overpass types of situations are there still in the valley where you think there are options for that? I'm thinking there is the one at what Argonne, where's the underpass? Where are the other places that you would be eyeing for something like that?
Well, typically when I need to cross that area, I do head to Argonne or I head to Sullivan. So Pines and Barker are two streets that I know have varying levels of design work, and they are in various levels in the pipeline as far as getting funded and constructed. Those two would improve life in the Valley tremendously.
Okay. Were there any other issues that I didn't ask you about that you wanted to talk about?
The two things that I would add is veterans. Again, I've met many veterans as I'm out knocking. I myself am the daughter of a career Navy man, and my brother, I'm very proud to say, and his sons are Air Force. Giving them making sure that they have the services that they deserve and that they're not made to wait for those services is important to me. So I'll be looking for that. And the other one is making sure that we protect our earned benefits so that all of us can retire in dignity and with the resources that we've worked hard for. So those are two other things on my list.
Those are kind of federal issues. I assume you're talking about Social Security, about Medicare, and that sort of thing.
In the larger picture, yes. However, I know that as issues get impacted at the federal level, there's places where the state should be looking to pick up some of the pieces and to serve our citizens where we can.
Do you think more of those things are going to fall toward the state as the federal government looks and says, well, maybe we don't have the resources to continue to provide Social Security at the same levels that we had before?
I do, unfortunately. And I think that with every negative, there's a positive. And that's what I focus on, is trying to figure out, okay, if this is going to happen, you need to look ahead. You need to anticipate both pros and cons. And so I know that's a tough road, but something that I think the state should be willing and able to step up and work on.